Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. All right, who's there for heroes or their families left behind when a service member or a first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless vets? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11/01? I'll tell you who. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now the foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responders, Smart Home, and Homeless Veterans programs and the foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrances all across America. Over 80 runs, walks, climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute. They're educating kids from kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep their vow to never forget. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month. Just go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, number 2, letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Leonard Skinner, Simple Man, that can only mean one thing on this radio program, and that's all things self-proclaimed Simple Man, Bill O'Reilly, all things Bill O'Reilly at BillO'Reilly.com. Mr. O'Reilly, sir, how are you?
I'm signing 1,000 copies of Killing the Legend, so I'm in pain. And I think you broke the record.
I did.
Signed books.
Remember, my book tour was in the middle of COVID. So I couldn't do appearances like I normally have done, and it was an entirely virtual book tour, and we signed 80, 85,000 sheets that they actually put in the book.
Yeah,
it's not a book plate, in other words.
So you should empathize for me right now. I have to sign 1,000 today. But look, the orders still come in. So we're.
Wait a minute. 1,000 compared to 85,000. I have no sympathy for you. Zero, zip, none, nada.
Passed. I mean, you beat me. I'll concede you beat me. But I've signed about, 30, 40,000 of these in September.
You know what? I'm grateful, and I know you feel the same way. That people are interested in in what we have to say and give us the microphone that we have, the cameras that we have. Let me ask you about this. So President Biden says we're not going to discuss, there will be no negotiations on the debt ceiling. So he and the Democrats have calculated that the Republicans will splinter and they won't stay united. And there won't be all the Republicans saying we want spending cuts here and specifically here, 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 and here. And that's what they're banking on. Now, that's the exact opposite of what he was saying when he was leading up talks leading into another debt ceiling increase in 2011. Putting that aside, I think the Republicans will stay united. I'm making that prediction right here and now. And I think Biden will be forced to negotiate.
And if, in fact, they do default, it will be Biden's fault for not negotiating.
Well, I meet with McCarthy, as you know, today to start these exciting talks off. But, you know, you're talking to a guy, with all due respect to the office, Biden, who doesn't make any decisions at all. So sitting right to his left or right, probably left, is going to be Susan Rice, who will be the driver in what happens here. But the Republican Party doesn't really have a banner any longer if it doesn't get some spending cuts. Now, the way to do this, you can't basically say, well, you got to cut out the Michelle Obama jogging trail in Georgia for $3 million. I mean, that's not the way this goes. You say, we need an assurance that this year Congress will pass legislation to cut the budget by 8% across the board, which is reasonable, very reasonable.
When you say 8% across the board, are you including the military? Are you including Social Security and Medicare? I doubt it.
No, I'm not. Social Security and Medicare are two different things. And they have their own separate budgeting and their own separate classifications, as you know.
Well, I beg to differ a little, because remember, they were supposed to have a Social Security lockbox. They raided the lockbox. They put all of the funds in the general fund, and they broke that promise, and both Social Security and Medicare are headed towards insolvency.
Political suicide for either party to mess
with
entitlement at this point, so that's not going to happen. But an 8% discretionary spending cut, let's use the word discretionary spending, all right, is reasonable, and you can sell that to the American people. And if Biden and his party doesn't want to go along with that, then you, the Republican Party, can hammer them like crazy, and you level the playing field rather than, oh, here are the Republicans, they're the obstructionists, they want the government to shut down, which is what we hear every single time. You can say, look, we presented a very reasonable 8% discretionary spending cut in return for raising the debt ceiling. That's reasonable. That's the way you run any corporation or any kind of entity. That's what you do.
But the only way this works is whatever the cuts are, and if it's 8% of discretionary spending across the board, that's fine. If it excludes defense, that's fine. I think it would have to not include defense, because you know how Republicans are way more hawkish than Democrats. Rightly so, I think.
That you don't have to cut defense in a discretionary cut. It's because the Democrats are obviously favoring a strong defense with the saber rattling from China and Putin now. So you don't have to go near that. But you do have to get a deal, not a specific deal on this is we're going to do this, where that comes down the line. That's a sane way to do it. And I think if McCarthy puts it that way and Biden says no, then the Republicans will have an advantage here.
So at some point down the road, let's say Joe Biden sticks to his I'm not going to negotiate, probably around May, June, maybe July, maybe even longer. It depends. There are a lot of things the Treasury has at its disposal whereby they can avert a real debt crisis for the country. So my prediction is going to be the Democrats will only negotiate when the Republicans are united. And I've spoken to a lot of my sources on Capitol Hill and a lot of Republicans. I can name specifically 15 different ideas that are being bantered about. And one of those ideas ultimately will win the day. I liked what they did in 2011. In 2011, they had the Deficit Reduction Act that resulted in sequestration. And sequestration, whether people want to admit it or not, forced government into a position to become fiscally responsible, even though they didn't want to do it. It made them do it. I like that accountability.
Explain the word sequestration.
In other words, if in fact they can't agree on where the cuts are going to take place, very much like what you're talking about, they would be automatic cuts across the board. Now, that also at the time included defense, which made some Republicans unhappy, because this is a dangerous world with a lot of evil ruled by military force. But with that said, it was effective in restraining the unending, insatiable appetite to spend our tax dollars by Washington.
Yeah, but you have to also add another thing on the Republican side if you're trying to win hearts and minds. You have to say, look, this is dangerous now. We're in dangerous spending territory. So you may not see it because it's hard to see numbers that are projected into the future, but what this is going to do is devalue your savings, everything that you've worked for, your investments, the dollar itself. You can't continue to run up trillions and trillions of dollars of debt. Americans will understand that. So Biden, who's unbelievably inarticulate, incredibly inarticulate, and has no blanking clue what he's even saying. And I'm going to divert a little here, if you don't mind, Hannity. I think you'll find this interesting.
Well, before you do, I want to point out two numbers to you, because we just crossed the $31 trillion mark in terms of debt that this country has accumulated.
Right.
And the scarier number is if you look at, and if you talk to any economist, they will confirm this for you, the debt to GDP ratio, which historically has been a 46%, is now at 96%. And once you break that threshold number of 90%, you're basically on par with a lot of third world economies.
Yeah.
And that's,
you're inflating your own currency, which means the workers' take home pay goes down. You'd have to explain that very vividly, but that's exactly what's going to happen. But I want to get this in because it goes to what we're talking about now. So McCarthy goes to the White House to see Biden today, right? McCarthy brings his guys, Biden has his crew, and then they go, and whatever they do, we'll find out about it because McCarthy will come out and say X, and then Biden will say Y. Biden yesterday was asked a question on his way to New York with this tunnel business, which is an astronomical expense, but needed. Somebody asked him about the payment for abortion by taxpayers. And Biden said, the Pope does not oppose it. That is, I mean, my jaw dropped. And if you look at what Pope Francis has said, comparing abortion, the killing of a fetus to a hitman, I mean, that's on the record. How Biden could say something like that, and you just look at the man and you know he's not in control of his words.
You think? I try to point this out on a nightly and daily basis. By the way, let me go a side note here because you brought up Pope Francis. Do you know that Pope Benedict wrote a final book?
Yes, I do.
Do you know that it has not been translated? It is not widely disseminated in English yet?
Do you know why?
Because of the allegations in this book about from the local parish through the bishops, through the cardinals, all the way to Rome and the Vatican itself, the knowledge of the extent of which abuse occurred and what is happening at seminaries is beyond the pale, and he laid it all out, Bill.
Yeah, it's not so much the priest abuse thing, it's the gay thing. And
well, he talked about, for example, gay and lesbian clubs at a Catholic seminary
and translated, and that's what's blocking it. The woke culture in Britain and the United States doesn't want a book like that, because obviously Benedict doesn't think this gay culture that he believes is within the Catholic Church is a good thing. He doesn't think it's a good thing.
But he even seems to be at odds with Pope Francis on this. Not that I want to digress this deeply, but based on the recent comments of Pope Francis.
Look, I don't know what Pope Francis, all I know is that Francis is taking the tact that all people have to be respected. That's always been his...
Well, that's Christianity 101. I mean...
general statement, whereas Benedict's statements are specific. Francis has never made specific statements about gays.
Well, look at Jesus, and he was criticized for sitting down and having a meal with, quote, the sinners. Or Jesus, when they were about to stone a prostitute to death, said he was without sin, cast the first stone.
You know, killing Jesus... that portion in the gospel, because we didn't take the gospel as history. We had to check it out. This is fascinating. So Jesus basically stopped an execution that the Jewish authorities, the temple authorities, were had underway of a woman convicted of adultery. This is the, if you're without sin, cast the first stone. Okay? That happened because the journal of the temple kept records of executions. And this woman was in the records, was supposed to be stoned to death, and was lucky enough to be in a place where the Nazarene was at the same time. And then he injected himself into that execution and said, okay, any of you, the first stone, you're going to have to pretty much answer to me. And nobody
well, asked. Then Jesus got down on his hands and knees and started writing out the private sins of the very people that were about to throw the stones, and they wanted no part of that. Bill. All right, quick break. Right back. More with Simple Man, Bill O'Reilly. All things O'Reilly at BillO'Reilly.com.
Who the hell are you?
You know. Now, say my name.
Sean Hannity.
You're damn right.
And this is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, we continue with Bill O'Reilly, all things O'Reilly at BillO'Reilly.com. All right, let's go back to our original topic and the meeting between Biden and McCarthy. Here's my prediction, is that until the Republicans show they have a united front of 222 or 221 Republicans that are going to stand by their plan as it relates to raising the debt ceiling, until Democrats see that, they won't negotiate in good faith. When they see that, they'll have no other choice.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to disagree with that. It's speculation. But I think if I'm McCarthy, what I am trying to do here is be as reasonable as possible. And put
if I'm McCarthy, my his job is to go in and fulfill the promise to be fiscally responsible.
But he does. That's true. But he wants to convert independents who are not allied with the Republican Party to his side, which is always the key, as you know, right now.
By the way, poll out today, vast majority of Americans, they want fiscal responsibility.
You bet.
Even if it means a government shutdown, they said it on Rasmussen today.
So McCarthy has got momentum, and we'll see how he plays it, but he's got to be reasonable. And 8%. A discretionary cut of 8% is reasonable. I mean,
by the way,
come on.
Why does the word reasonable in Bill O'Reilly not, that doesn't seem to fit perfectly for me? I don't know.
Hey, Hannity, stop it. I am the most linear thinker that.
Oh, here we go. I'm the most this, I'm the most that, I'm the greatest things in sliced bread, blah, blah, blah. Will you stop?
These are all compliments.
Did you wake up this morning? Did you need a little reinforcement that you're a good person, Bill, and God loves you?
I have a puppet that tells me that.
You have a puppet? Oh, man, just don't start sounding like these young snowflakes that we're raising this next generation. Good grief.
Uh-huh.
Sensitive about everything. All right, Bill O'Reilly, not sensitive on anything. Anyway, 800-941-SEAN is our number. All things O'Reilly at BillO'Reilly.com.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And guess what? Sean Hannity is doing the same. He's been purchasing precious metals like gold and silver from the top-rated company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner, number 1 rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. And they've placed over $2 billion in precious metal sales for people just like you. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. That's right, up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last. So if you're looking to diversify your savings, visit HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries, or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean. That's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create three new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming. And I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash. No tooth fairy or piggy banks. No more selling extra items for cash. A digital dollar means your life could depend on the internet, electricity, and people you don't know. Plus, it means every penny you have could all be tracked. So goodbye to privacy. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to Goldco and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver, including Sean Hannity. Sean has personally bought metals from the top-rated company, Goldco, who has an excellent reputation. They've placed over $2 billion in gold and silver, and right now they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. So call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create three new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
25 to the top of the hour. Thank you for being with us. We'll get to your calls here in a second. 800-941-Sean, you want to be a part of the program. For those of us that believe in the sanctity of life, those of you that are pro-life, we all know that life is a gift. We all believe that every man, woman, and child, I certainly believe, was created by one God, and it's something to be valued. Now, there's a great group that is in the business of helping women that find themselves in a situation, maybe an unplanned pregnancy, or they're just contemplating an abortion. And what Preborn is doing, their pregnancy network, is they're using the science of ultrasound to show people the value of human life that is growing within them. And with 4D ultrasound, I mean, you could see fingers and toes and facial features. You can hear the heartbeat. And what they're discovering is that when people see that science, it awakens them to the value of what is growing inside them, and they choose life. Preborn has already rescued over 200,000 babies. They want to rescue another 100,000 this year. Again, no help from the federal government. Every ultrasound costs $28. Five costs $140. You can help save five babies' lives. They also help people in difficult situations with counseling, adoptive services if they so desire, with baby formula and diapers and medical care. And all of it they give away for free, but it's only possible because of our donations. And I'm going to be donating. I hope you will join this great cause as well. All gifts are tax deductible. 100% of your donation goes towards the cause. And you can donate securely when you dial #250, say the keyword baby. Just take out your cell phone, dial #250, keyword baby, or just go to their website, preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean. Amazing. Yes, if you haven't been following the news today, another raid, this time of the Rehoboth Beach House of Joe Biden. You know, how did the guy come all the way from being the poorest guy in the U.S. Senate, and now he's one of the richest? I wonder how much money Hunter, did Hunter really give him half his income to Pops? I don't know. Anyway, the FBI is there. They didn't raid, of course. They arranged a meeting at a mutually convenient time to go to the Rehoboth Beach House. Now the question is where the massive document dump is going to be, and that is going to be at the University of Delaware. When are they going to go there? That's the next stop. And as we've been pointing out, there are an awful lot of documents that they ought to be searching for at the University of Delaware, and I'm not sure if they're going to be able to find it. 33 pallets of documents, two truckloads, 18 cartons of papers, and never mind the 415 gigabytes of electronic records. What if we have to print all those out? What do you think the odds are that there are probably top secret classified information in the University of Delaware, and they've allowed no access to anybody at any time since they've been put there, and nor do they want any access out of fear that it might politically damage Joe Biden? Anyway, here's Jonathan Turley weighing in on this.
And I think that the Department of Justice is going to be in a tough position now because of how it's handled this. The White House is in a free fall. I mean, they've adopted a position of not answering questions that is neither legally nor practically sustainable. I think the most dangerous spot in Washington today is any point between Ron Klain and the door. I mean, I think that he this exit is going to set a new record in terms of track.
Now, I really respect Jonathan Turley. I mean, he's a registered Democrat, but he calls him as he sees him. The disagreement I would have with him when he says, you know, I don't know how this is going to be legally sustainable. And I can answer that question. It's going to be legally sustainable because we have a dual system of justice. We don't have equal justice or equal application of our laws. And as you can see, as I predicted, you know, Jim Jordan and the Judiciary Committee, the DOJ is now stonewalling already. And it's going to be one court fight after another for every single document for Congress to do their job of oversight. They don't want oversight. They want to delay. And they're hoping they can delay two long years. That's what their hope is. John is in the great state of Rhode Island. I spent 5 years of my life in the town of Warren, Rhode Island. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Sean?
I'm good. You ever go to the Black Pearl at the wharf in Newport?
Well, I've been there many, many times. I used to live in Newport.
How great is that chatter? As you say, what's that? It's like the best you've ever had, right?
Except for mine.
I doubt it. There's no way you can beat the Black Pearl. If you can, you're an amazing soup.
I'm an original New Englander, so mine's good.
You know, but it's surprising because when I would go out in New England anywhere, if I go out, I've been up there to visit occasionally, nobody comes close to the Black Pearl. And I have one bite and I know immediately if I'm having potato soup or real New England clam chowder.
All right, so I'll tell you what, next time you are in that area, stop by Middletown, the Newport Middletown line, go to Anthony's Seafood and get the Portuguese fish stew. You'll fall in love with that.
Sounds good. I like, by the way, in Rhode Island, it's kind of strange. They don't call clams clams. They call them quahogs, correct?
Right.
Or quahogs. I don't know how you say it.
Depends. I mean, that's all the size of the clam.
Right.
Quahog is the big one. And then it goes down from there. You have cherry stones, little necks. So
but you know nobody else in the country calls them quahogs.
Correct. Yes, you're correct.
Okay. Anyway, what's on your mind today?
So I have a question for you. So we're always talking about voter ID, mail-in ballots, signature verification, and all of that, which I believe in. My question is about the politicians. How come there's not a law, or how come they're not passing a law, that it's mandatory that you have to debate if you're going to run for office? And if you can't make...
I would support that law 100%, and any debate must... All debates must be taken place before any votes are cast.
Before any, absolutely. So how come nobody ever talks about that?
Well, we talked about it a lot because, you know, by the time Fetterman and Dr. Oz debated, there was close to 1 million ballots already sent in Pennsylvania. And we all know that Fetterman, like Biden and like Katie Hobbs and others, you know, they spent most of their campaign dumping, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars in lying ads about their opponents and hiding in their basements and not doing anything historically the politicians do. Democrats are in the business of ballot harvesting, running negative ads and hiding. That's how they run campaigns. Republicans, you know, they think if they have better ideas, they're going to win. If they kiss babies and take selfies and shake hands and have press avails and do town halls and have better ideas, that they're going to win. That's not how elections are being run right now.
So why is it that Republicans aren't talking about that, making that mandatory and passing some sort of law?
I think I'm having success because I'm telling enough people about it. I'll give you a preview of what we're planning to do. We're planning on going to every swing state governor, trying to get them on the air with us and asking them if they will lead the effort for election integrity in their state, including your idea, which I think is a good one.
I think it's a great one. And if you can't make it, you can't.
It's not a good, it's a great, great one. I agree. It is a good idea.
Yeah. And then I had one more very important question.
Okay.
It was really important. You're always talking about what a great cook you are. So I have to travel to New York next week to see my son at school for his birthday. He's in college there. And I was hoping to come by and sample some of your food, myself and my wife.
You sound like a great guy, John, okay? Well, let me give you just a little insight. Now, sweet baby James, I don't know why, but he bought a house. They finally got the CO on the house. How long have you been living with me, Uncle James? He and my sister I live alone, but he and my sister have been living with me. How long have you been here now? 8 months? About 8 months. Which, by the way, I don't mind because my sister does all the grocery shopping, although I like grocery shopping. And she even cooks chicken soup. Now, here's the problem I have.
You just don't like paying $20 for a whole chicken now, though.
No, but it's frustrating. I'm not going to lie. The problem is I can't even open my own mail anymore because of, well, let's say events that have occurred in the course of my career. And you sound like a great guy, but I don't know anything about you. I'd have to do a full, complete background check to see if you really are who you say you are by the time that any security would ever let you near my house. Does that make sense?
All right, that's fine with me. It's all clean and clear. I'm not worried. I just want to try the food.
One day, maybe we'll have a Hannity barbecue and I'll cook for everybody. And I think you'd be impressed. I'll put it that way.
You have my number.
Hey, sweet baby. Now, James can testify to the fact, do I or do I not make every meal that I eat for myself?
Yes, you do.
I do. Now, I also have made a lot of meals for you. How would you rate my cooking on a scale of 1 to 10?
All right, maybe not as much as Rodney, but I really like your cooking.
Well, Rodney's a friend of ours in Washington, D.C., and I made two meals from him for him. And between everybody, said, and it was like every bite. Well, give me a grade, 1 to 10. What do I get? 10 being the best. You can't cook anything, so I should get a 10+. Unbelievable. Do you hear this, Linda?
My own barely, because James, after 30 years in radio, still thinks doesn't he doesn't need a microphone, so that's always fun.
I know. He still doesn't understand. You have to actually talk into it. Yeah. Well, he said 9.5 if you didn't hear him.
James is always your biggest cheerleader. Come on now.
No, but you know I'm a good cook.
Oh, no. You are a good cook. No doubt.
But it's not the food that you would eat, most of it.
No, that's not true. I mean, you make like steak and eggs and stuff. That's fine.
I make really good steak and eggs.
Yeah, that's like your thing.
Yeah, love it. All right, quick break, right back. More of your calls, 800-941-SHAWN, if you want to be a part of the program as we continue. Listen, I want to remind you about Mantis X. By the way, Mantis X, sweet baby James has been using my Mantis X more than me, and he's always been a good shot. He actually beat me, and we had a contest the other day, beat me by, I think he got 100, and I got like a 99 or a 98. I was pretty pissed off, Linda. It made me mad.
Anyway, me happy. Somebody has to beat your butt.
Oh, come on. He was out there practicing for weeks.
Well, it's not going to be me, so I have to live vicariously through James.
Anyway, all the world's best shooters, they do a majority of their training with dry practice. Most people do it at home. Ammo's very expensive, in short supply, and 94% of shooters improve their shooting technique in 20 minutes because of Mantis X. You simply attach it to your own firearm. It's like a weapon light, and it gives you real-time, data-driven feedback on your technique. It's like having a firearms instructor right by your side and helping you become a marksman as fast as possible. Anyway, it's used by the Marine Corps, the Army, the Special Forces. In other words, you get military-grade technology all at an affordable price. And let me tell you one other thing. It's fun. And if you believe in your Second Amendment rights, you've got to be competent and confident in your shooting ability, and this will improve your accuracy almost immediately. Anyway, you're going to love the technology at an affordable price. MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com.
Up next, our final roundup and information overload hour.
All right, back to our phones, 800-941-SHAWN. If you want to join us, Peter Schweitzer, Greg Jarrett at the top of the next hour. We'll get into the latest developments with top secret classified documents and, of course, the Biden family syndicate as we continue. Eric in Florida, the free state of Florida. What's up, Eric? How are you?
How are you, Hannity? Longtime fan.
Thank you, my friend. Glad you called.
Yes, I'm calling about border security. Isn't there something we can do about suing Mr. Joe Biden personally and his administration from all these illegal immigrants that get in the country and hurt our citizens?
There's been a ton of lawsuits. Many of them are still outstanding. I like what Governor Abbott now has done, and he's decided to appoint his own border czar. And now the shoe is on the other foot. And that is that if the Biden administration wants to sue Greg Abbott in Texas, let them go to court. In the meantime, he can secure the border in Texas, which he's been trying his hardest to do, with handcuffs on his feet and on his hands. And it's unbelievable. Now, there is an effort now to get rid of and impeach Alejandro Mayorkas, but it's really Joe Biden's policy that he's enforcing. Mayorkas is just a mouthpiece, and he's following through on what Biden wants, which is open borders, and he has facilitated it the whole way and lied to the country repeatedly, telling us that the border is secure when our own eyes show us that it's anything but secure. So I like what Abbott is doing, and I think other governors should join with him.
Absolutely, other states, bordering states, and maybe we should also sue Mallorca.
That suit is not going to go anywhere because he's a government official. However, he does not belong in that position. He's not upholding the law. As a matter of fact, if I did what he did, if you did what he did, if anyone listening to this program facilitated lawbreaking at our southern border, we'd get arrested, tried, convicted for human trafficking. That's how severe what they're doing on the southern border is. Anyway, appreciate it, Eric. Thank you. Ryan in California. Ryan, how are you? Glad you called. How's your great governor doing out there?
Oh, God. I call him Eddie Munster. That's what he looks like. I cannot stand the guy. I'm a son of a Marine. My grandfather, we came from nothing. So believe me, I'm not a fan of silver spoons guys like that guy. But the reason why I've been listening to you since the 1990s, love your show. Thank God for you and Mark Levin. Every day when I pray at night, I thank God for you guys. Because if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't get the information that we get and have some kind of hope that there's something we can do about it. But I want to thank you two guys for that.
Well, thank you for letting us have this microphone every day. What's on your mind, though?
So here's what I've been in my head, being a military kid. What I don't quite understand is why they haven't looked into us. And I think people like Liz Cheney, I think Biden, I think all his cronies, all of them are taking $45 billion from us, giving it to the Ukraine, and buying the weapons from companies that they're connected with and making money on it. And that's why they have no problem stealing our money, because these guys have never worked a day in their life. They're taking the money from the hardworking guys like me that work 70 hours a week trying to raise his family. And they're taking our money and buying weapons, giving them money to buy weapons from themselves and making money on it.
Let's go back now nearly a year when this started. An innocent country, a sovereign country, is invaded by a hostile actor and a hostile regime, Russia. What should have happened and didn't happen, and we discussed should happen at the time, is I don't mind when you see innocent men, women, and children being targeted the way Putin has targeted them. You kind of don't have a heart and a soul if you just want to just sit back and say, well, that's not in my backyard. So there's a certain responsibility we have. However, it's the fact that the United States, as usual, ends up bearing the brunt of the cost. They don't fight to win wars to win them. They don't fight to win. And Western Europe does not do their part. And otherwise, so it makes the effort futile. And now it's a quagmire. And now it becomes a long, protracted conflict. And we can't afford it. But it's a good question. Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN, our number. You want to be a part of the program. Quick break, right back.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create three new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans. Now, they are the heroes that put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Now, Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. Now, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye. He needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers thankfully paid off his mortgage, and they gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. His home also gives him hope. And with the help of people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers. This is a great mission. They support America's heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month so this great work continues. Their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries, or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.